Let's do the Christmas Eve, this first set. Christmas Eve, Fergal O'Gara, Farrell O'Gara, and Come West Along the Road. Okay?
Thank you.
Start. I would hope that tempo and everything was okay. Let me know one way or the other. I don't know if it was too slow or not fast enough or whatever. I'll try and keep an eye on the chat stuff as best I can. There's the set list. Oh, good. Let me see. I'm just checking this real quick. Hi, Stacy.
I see there's another Aussie in here somewhere.
There is. There is.
What if I see that message? Well, I'm not really an Aussie. I'm a Canadian. I'm just living in Australia.
Andrea or Andrea, I think, is that who is from Australia?
Yeah. Somebody else said, I see I'm in Australia.
We have to know where they're from in Australia, though. Have to figure that out. All right, so
Andrea Marks.
Yeah. So where's Andrea from?
Hello, Andrea.
It says Tasmania in the chat.
I'm in Tasmania, right down the bottom, usually left off the map.
The Apple Isle.
You're not the
Andrea, I'm in Perth.
You're not the Tasmanian devil, I hope.
No, definitely not.
I know, I've heard about you Tasmanian devils.
Well, I'm actually a Queenslander by birth, so I don't really count as a Tasmanian unless you go back to my Irish ancestry.
Oh, there you go. And what part of Ireland is that?
Well, you may ask. We think it's Galway and Waterford, but we're yet to try and figure that all out.
Oh, yeah. Marks, well, yeah, it could be. My father's a Wexford man, so you'd be, if you're Waterford, that's your would be neighbors. Yeah, my,
that would be very cool.
Yeah, my father is from County Wexford, but my mother was from Tipperary. So, but my great-great-grandfather was from Galway.
But well, we're trying to trace it all, but it's easier said than done, even with the DNA.
It's very hard. It's very hard. And I have actually a really good wealth of background information on a lot of my family. I actually have, on my mother's side, I have my great-grandfather's baptismal certificate from 1877. How about that?
Well done.
I got my grandparents, my mother's parents' wedding certificate, and I got a lot of stuff. My great-great-grandfather from Galway was a school principal in Ireland, in Wexford, in a place called Glenbryan, in the 1880s, 1870s. And I have a photograph of him the year he retired in 1901.
Oh, but, very envious to have photographs and things, because we don't. It's too far back. We're going back to the 1840s and earlier.
Yeah. Well, so I think I go back on one side of my family, like to my fifth great grandparent. That's pretty good.
So, well done.
Enough of the genealogy. We'll do some genealogy. So, good to see everybody. I don't know who I'm missing because some people came late. Well, Stacy, how are you? Stacy, I'm breaking in your wine bottle stopper, Stacy.
Excellent. Looks nice.
That way I know it works before I ship it to you tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
So it's got the wheel and the real wheel and mark of approval on it. So.
Thank you. Aaron.
Hi, John.
Good to see you. Long time no see. All right. Let's get a couple of jigs going, I guess. So here I got it. I got all the music. So let's do the. Let me see. Coppers in Brass, and The Cook in the Kitchen. How's that? Right, that's that in there. That's Cook in the Kitchen. Okay. Are you coming?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can do something about tea. I want to try and let me see. Give me a second here, folks. Why does it do that to me? No, hang on. Fight losing battle here. All right. Yeah, you all want to tune to me?
John, isn't that first tune you were playing The Humors of Ennis Diamond?
Yes. It's the same tune.
Yeah, two-part versus three-part sometimes.
Aha. Uh-huh. It's called Coppers and Brass?
Coppers and Brass.
Oh. Thank you.
This is a three-parter. So this is the tune I know anyway. So regardless of what you call it, this is the one I learned. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.